Worms, Captain of Compost, Doctor of Dirt, Old Natural Howard, and lots of other goofy names. I call him Dad. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to this wonderful morning. At least it's wonderful here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. A beautiful fall day. I've been pretty for the last several days, so we're going to spend some time talking about fall gardening today. In fact, we'll probably spend quite a bit of time. If you have any questions or comments or complaints or anything else, you can give me a call. Same number we always use. It's 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. I want to kind of go through real quickly here all the different communication angles we have for you. You may or may not be familiar with all of them, and I rarely talk about it all at one time. I thought I ought to just start the show with that. The radio program is on for 3 hours around the United States. It's available online on dirtdoctor.com. If you have some friends who live somewhere where the radio station, there's no radio stations that carry my show. So on dirtdoctor.com, all 3 hours are streamed live, and they're also archived, so you can listen to shows whenever you feel like it. We have a lot of information on dirtdoctor.com. There's a library there. There's all kinds of different departments there. The information is quite deep. You can look up things alphabetically in the library. There's research information there that relates to the Texas Organic Research Center, which is our not-for-profit corporation. And you can also join a membership area of the website and of our whole community, actually. It's called the Organic Club of America. You can join online. It costs about $25 or something like that. It lists all the benefits there on the information page for you. You can click on the button there right on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com and check all of that out. You'll hear me talk about various techniques, various programs for overall organic programs for rose growing, for tree care, for fruit and pecan tree growing, things like that. You'll hear me talk about various formulas, the formulas and the basic information on how to use this organic program that we talk about is outlined for you in a lot of ways. I've got about 14 books on the subject, and you can take a look at them and what category you might be the most interested in. But the basic information's on the website, right on the homepage under guides. If you look at the homepage, there's three columns of words there. One of them says guides. Click on guides, and it takes you to the home formulas that you can make, the basic organic program, and then those other organic techniques and programs. It's all spelled out for you there in detail. And then on the product side, there's a couple of things. The basic information's in the website, dirtdoctor.com, in the library and in other areas. And you can just kind of go through all those and see what all's there. But there's a completely different website that we're affiliated with called the Natural Organic Warehouse. And the Natural Organic Warehouse was created originally to try to help retail stores, contractors, golf course superintendents, people that are using organic techniques professionally to get the products. One of the difficulties we had was that a lot of people bought into the philosophy and the basic idea of how to do an organic program, stop using synthetic salt fertilizers and fouling up the soil and stop using the toxic pesticides and start using pest control that really works and is not toxic. We were getting a lot of calls and emails and letters from people upset with us because we were talking about all this stuff and the products weren't really available, which we knew. We had hoped to do what we did here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area of convince the public that it was a good idea and have the public drive that pressure at the retail level and the contractor level and all that to get into organics. And across the country, it it just can't happen that fast. So we set up the Natural Organic Warehouse as a place where people can go and see the products that I specifically recommend that we have researched and tested and found to be the most effective in all ways, including from a financial standpoint, and make those things available to the public, to the people in the business. Well, at the same time, a lot of the homeowners said the same thing. They would go down to their hardware store and their garden center, big box store, walk in the door, and what hit them at the front door was all the Monsanto stuff, all the Scotts Miracle-Gro products right there and dominating the retail stores, and very little to any of the organic techniques and products were covered at all. So for people, at least in the short term, before we can get the stores handling all these products that we recommend, the products are available through the Natural Organic Warehouse. We recommend you go first to the website, go into the business listings, and see what businesses are listed there that we think at least have some of the organic things that we recommend. If that doesn't work, then they are available mail order. And one of the things that has been done by our partner in the Natural Organic Warehouse that's up in Kansas, he's the blueberry grower, is get the shipping cost to a very reasonable rate. And I think you'll find that that's not a big problem at all. So anyway, those are the various ways to get information about all the stuff that we talk about here on the show. This hour is brought to you by Munster Milling Company, makers of Munster Natural Dog Food and Cat Food. We had Tony, we had Logan's dog the last couple of days, and we've been going through some dog food there, I can assure you. He's still a puppy, but he's a big old puppy now, and he's been interesting to handle. So we've been having some fun with four dogs instead of just three lately. One of the listeners sent me this paper some time ago. Those of you that are members, by the way, one of the things you can do is see the webcam, see what we're doing here on the show. This is a paper that was sent to me from the Oregon area. I believe it's Oregon, up in the Pacific Northwest anyway. I think Oregon, called Capital Press, Capital Ag Press. And it's really good. It covers a lot of current things that are going on in agriculture in that part of the world, but a lot of them are national, and they do cover a lot of organic kinds of things in here. But one story that caught my eye this morning is this: GMO alfalfa back in court. Well, we're going to talk about GMOs quite a bit today because there's some big news, and this is one of the things they've been trying to make it legal, and they basically have deregulated it, so I guess it's on the market already, and people keep trying to take it to court and fight being able to do GMO alfalfa, or which means that it's Roundup ready. It means that there's alfalfa that has been genetically modified so that you can spray it with a Roundup, and it'll kill the weeds in the alfalfa. Just like in other crops that already exist, and it doesn't kill the alfalfa. And a lot of people say, why would you be opposed to that? That seems like a really good idea. Well, let me show you why it's not a very good idea. The first crop that was ever genetically modified was corn, and corn has been a problem in a lot of ways. One of the things is that they haven't been able, this was one of the worries, being able to control that gene and it getting out and getting into other people's crops that didn't want the genetic modification. And they've lost control of it completely, and it's out there. And Monsanto has even sued farmers where it has been it has shown up through testing in crops that were trying to do non-GMO. They didn't want it. It came over and got into their seed, cross-pollinated, and then they get sued by Monsanto, and several of these things have gone to court. Well, there's been one group that has done some research on this genetic modification, And it's a French team, and a lot of you may have seen this. It hit the papers this week. We've got the information on the website. But basically, they fed genetically modified corn to rats. And this is the first test that was ever done that showed feeding the GMO material to animals over a period of time. The test up to this point had just been real short. Well, let me tell you the results of this. It's pretty scary stuff. It's good that we have it now. Maybe more people are going to be serious about this GMO thing being a problem. I'm Howard Garrett. You want to call us 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away. One of the places you can go to buy Crazy Water is at the Crazy Water store in Mineral Wells. This is where the Crazy Well is and where you can purchase Crazy Water and many related products. Crazy Water is what I drink, and there are several reasons why you should too. Other waters can't add naturally occurring minerals to their water, only synthetic ones. Crazy Water's high level of natural minerals are more readily absorbed by your body than synthetic minerals. Crazy Water is also a natural sports drink without all the artificial flavors and sugars. Crazy Water drinkers love it because it's real and it's an easy means of hydration and electrolyte replenishment. Crazy Water's been making people feel good since 1881. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and click on Find Us to locate a store in your area. If your favorite store is not carrying Crazy Water, click on the red Get Crazy banner ad on the top of the store location page to print a page that you can give to your store so they can get Crazy Water for you. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist and Drug Muggers. I understand the value of medication, but in the process of helping, they can rob the body of many essential nutrients. I call them drug muggers because they spark side effects that are often diagnosed as a new disease. Every medication, whether over-the-counter or prescription, robs the body of beneficial bacteria. That's why I recommend probiotics for anyone taking medication and for good health in general. Bacterial balance is vital for healthy digestion, improved immunity and tip-top health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics nurtures the garden of bacteria that is distinctive to your body. Backed by 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's exclusive formula uses living bacteria combined in a Japanese fermentation process that sets Dr. O'Hara's probiotics apart from all other brands.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best-kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Proof: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Natural Organic Warehouse provides state-of-the-art natural organic products and programs that produce great results and will save you money. This week's featured product is Avenger Weed Killer. It's a fast-acting, non-selective, natural control for most weeds, including grasses and broadleaves. Visit naturalorganicwarehouse.com. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Natural Organic Warehouse. Organic programs and products that work.
They say that their service is the most comprehensive plant analysis program available. And you know, I agree with them. Who am I talking about? Well, it's Texas Plant and Soil Lab. They have a brand new website. It's called asktheplant.com. Their telephone number is 956-383-0739. This is the company that does soil testing, water testing, petiole testing, the stem testing, in other words, and anything related to toxic materials. See the new website. It's asktheplant.com. All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number 866-444-3478. Not going to spend a whole lot of time on this. Just go through it, and then you can look it up. It'll be easy to find on the Internet. It'll be on our website and all that. But we're talking about this research that was done where rats were fed a lifelong diet of one of the best-selling strains of genetically modified corn. And they had all kinds of problems. They have photographs of the rats in the reports, and they're incredible. They have huge tumors all over their bodies. And this research has been being praised by a lot of people. And as you would guess, it's also being belittled by the people that are in the genetic modification business. It says that this was the first; these were the first lifetime trials involving rats fed on GM corn, and they had a very, very high incidence of breast tumors, liver, and kidney damage. The research was carried out by Caen University in France. I assume that's how it's pronounced. May not be right. C-A-E-N, Caen University in France. And has been peer-reviewed by independent scientists to guarantee the experiments were properly conducted and the results valid. It's the first to look at the impact of eating a GM diet over a lifetime, which is 2 years. To date, safety assessments of GM crops have been based on rat-feeding trials lasting about 90 days. The corn was genetically modified to withstand the spraying with glyphosate, the main chemical in the weed killer Roundup developed by Monsanto, as I said earlier. The idea is that the corn can be sprayed then without being damaged while the weeds are destroyed. The researchers found between 50 to 80% of the female rats developed large tumors by the beginning of the 24th month, with up to 3 tumors per animal. Only 30% of the control rats developed tumors. Up to 70% of the females died prematurely compared to only 20% in the control group. Tumors in rats of both sexes fed GM corn were 2 to 3 times larger than in the control group. It's pretty dramatic. The pictures are disturbing, to say the least. This report actually came out of an English paper, Mail Online English deal. GM modification products have been banned over there as far as being sold in the stores, and but there's still some of the GM corn being fed to the animals.
You may want to take a look at the alfalfa story and the beets. They're trying to do the same thing with beets. I don't know if that has passed or not. Neither political party. I talked to Bob Webster on his show in San Antonio about this yesterday. He had sent me copies of this about the same time we saw it here. Neither political party here in the United States is any help in this issue. They're both, for the genetic modification industry and the techniques and the whole deal. Obama had promised to do something before he was elected about this, and there's just so much money, coming from these companies into the political parties that both have gotten on the side of it now. So it's something I recommend everybody get involved in and try to help shut down. People ask me all the time, what can you do to avoid this stuff in the food out there? And it's getting harder and harder because it's becoming very difficult, as I said, to keep it under control. Well, it's impossible to keep it under control. These genes have escaped and are getting in crops. And it is even possible for it to get into organically grown stuff. Your best bet, though, is to buy organic food. Make your presence known whenever you do, and when you're in stores, talk about getting at least the labeling on products to say whether it's genetically modified or not. That's the big deal. That there was some thought there was going to be some help, and there wasn't. And so still today, you don't know when you're buying something in the grocery store whether it's been genetically modified or not. And that needs to change. Okay, enough of that. You can look up and read the details yourself. If you got any questions about it or want to debate it, that's fine. I'm pretty much sold on the side I'm on that. This is the dog of the week that is sponsored by Munster Natural Dog Food and Cat Food. By the way, their information is at munstermilling.com. It's M-U-E-N-S-T-E-R, munstermilling.com. It's the best dog food out there on the market in the dry category by far. Nothing else is even close. This dog is Madre, beautiful 3-year-old female German Shepherd Hound mix. She's really an interesting looking mix. Really likes to play, chase frisbees, all kinds of energy, and sounds like it'd be a great pet. She's at the Dallas SPCA, it's the Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center that's west of downtown Dallas, 2400 Lone Star Drive near I-30 and Hampton Road. Go by and check out Madre and the other dogs that are there. From last week, Shadow is still available, and before that, Maybuy is still waiting for a home. So we've got two that are from previous reports that need some help as well. And again, there's Madre's picture. She's a pretty girl. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. When I come back, we'll talk a little in Howard's Gardens. Interesting things going on there, especially with this cool weather changing. It's a time for you to be doing some planting. It's the best gardening season of the year. I know there's a lot of things going on with football and school and Cowboys or whatever you are, whatever your football team is. But you need to rat hole some time for gardening. We'll talk about that in some detail when I get back. Howard Garrett, don't go away.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Campaign aides report that Republican Mitt Romney is about to launch an intense schedule of campaign stops in pivotal states as he faces criticism over his focus on raising campaign cash. It'll start today in Colorado. President Obama is set to spend a quiet day in Washington. Nothing on the schedule for him. CNN is defending its use of the contents of the diary of slain U.S. Ambassador Christopher Stevens that it found after Stevens was killed in Libya. The State Department spokesman says the use against the family's wishes of the book was, quote, indefensible. Egypt's first freely elected president heading to the U.S. tomorrow for his first visit. Mohamed Morsi says Washington in the past earned ill will in the Middle East by backing dictators. He says now Cairo and Washington will be, quote, real friends. He will attend a U.N. General Assembly meeting, too. This is SRN News.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're sending free jars of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now will learn how to get a free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. You only pay shipping and handling. We only have a limited supply of free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-467-5270. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This free giveaway is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone free offer. Just call 1-800-467-5270. 1-800-467-5270. Call 1-800-467-5270.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Boss. The Cincinnati Reds beat L.A. 6-0 Saturday to become the first team this season to wrap up a division title. Reds right fielder Jay Bruce, whose 34th homer put the Reds ahead to stay on winning their second NL Central crown in 3 years.
It's a ton of fun. You know, the people that were here then, the people that are here now that weren't, you know, it's just an honor to play with them and just, you know, to do it again for Cincinnati.
Meanwhile, Reds manager Dusty Baker spent another day in a Chicago hospital getting treated for an irregular heartbeat. Later Saturday, San Francisco beat San Diego 8-4 to wrap up their second NL West crown in 3 years. Gio Gonzalez became the first major league pitcher to reach the 20-win plateau this season. Pitching Washington past Milwaukee 10-4, the Brewers dropped 2.5 games behind St. Louis for the second NL wild card. The Cardinals were beating Chicago 5-4 in 10 innings. Wild card leader Atlanta beat Philadelphia 8-2. It was New York 4-3 over Miami. Houston 4, Pittsburgh 1, Arizona 8, Colorado 7. In the American League, Detroit beat Minnesota 8-0, while Los Angeles down Chicago 4-2. The Tigers now within just half game of the Central leading White Sox. This is SRN Sports. Baltimore beat Boston 9-6 in 12 innings to stay one game behind East leader New York. Raul Abanez hit his second home run of the game during a dramatic rally in the 13th inning. Then the New York Yankees won a thriller when Ichiro Suzuki scored on first baseman Brandon Moss's two-out error in the 14th to beat the A's 10-9. Losing pitcher Tyson Ross says this was a tough one to take.
It's crushing, but at the same time, we just got to move on. You know, tomorrow's another day. We've had people step up big for us the whole season.
The A's missed another chance to pick up ground in West Leader, Texas, who lost to Seattle 1-0. The Rangers still 4 ahead of Oakland. Kansas City beat Cleveland 5-3. It was Tampa Bay 11-5 over Toronto. Tonight, New England plays at Baltimore to rematch of last season's AFC title game. Ravens coach John Harbaugh says the Patriots' defense is solid, especially up front.
The five inside players are just so physical, and the ends do a great job of pushing everything back into those guys against the run. So, of course, Vince Wilfork, you know, he's just a force in the middle. Just a really, really good defense.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
I turn my mic on, you can hear me a lot easier. jump on board here. We got some open lines for you. It's 866-444-3478. Let's talk a little in Howard's Garden here for a while. Like I said earlier, beautiful weather. We've had some cool nights. It's really cooled down. The daytime temperatures are still getting up in the 90s, but that's a whole lot better than 105, and we've seen some dramatic kinds of things happen. I was making my tea this morning, and it's kind of an interesting tea. Some of you, I like it a lot. Some of you may think it's a little strong. It's a mixture of lemon balm. I put a sprig of lemon balm, crushed it, put it in. I put one leaf. No, I didn't either. I put a little cluster of brand new soft bay leaves in the tea. And I put begonia. The begonias are doing something interesting, and they're really flowering beautifully right now. And I put a big cluster of red begonia leaves in the tea also. And the base is yerba mate. So it's got a little kick to it, but it's got really good flavor. And also put a lot of honey from our friends with the urban beekeepers. The tea is one that if you don't like caffeine, you might want to stay away from it. It's got less kick than coffee or a black tea, but it's got some caffeine, and I don't know if it'd be the best tea in the world for you to drink at night. Some people can get away with that, and some people can't. But I like it, and you can give it a try. But the begonias are kind of interesting in that they're looking really good right now. And about 2 weeks ago, they looked terrible. When it was really hot, the begonias, and I use in the shade, which is about all we have, and it's one of the few plants that will bloom in the shade really, really well. The foliage started fading. It got so hot that the plants, you could tell, were just really in stress. Now, they had been stressed by something else sometime before that. The hail just beat them to a pulp, and they were trying to grow back, and then it got super, super hot, and so they were looking bad. But it didn't take but just a few days of this mild weather, especially the cool nights, for the color to come back in the plants, and the plants started blooming like crazy. Now, I did spray everything with Garrett juice and some other things that we were experimenting with when we were dealing with a mosquito issue full bore. And I think that had a lot of effect on them coming back as well as they do, but they look beautiful now. Another thing in my garden that's kind of curious is kind of interesting is that the caladiums are showing something that's a good tip. We've always planted white caladiums, just pure white, because it really gives a fresh look in the garden that's real shady and everything all winter long. But this year we planted one of the caladiums. I'm going to have to look up the exact name of it, but it's a white caladium with real nice pink veins in the leaf. And when they come out, a lot of the leaf is pink. And I thought they'd be a little less tough for some reason, but just the opposite has happened. Not only did they hold up better all through the summer and that tremendous heat that we had, but they are growing now and putting on new leaves. And the white ones, both Candidum, and I think we had some Aaron, we had at least one other pure white caladium. They're about gone. They're about burned up and gone for the season. There's a few of them left around, but the difference between the two is dramatic. I'll get some photographs, hopefully later today or tomorrow, of the difference, and I'll put it on the website so you can see it. But you might keep that in mind when you are looking to buy some caladiums for next season. The other thing, and Bob and I talked about this on his show for a while, there's been something curious going on for the last couple of years that I've been scratching my head about a little bit. It relates to Ophiopogon, the Mondo grass, and Liriope. And I've seen it on several projects, and I've even seen it some in my own garden, where a certain percentage of the plants would just start fading and go downhill, turn brown, and completely die. Bob had spent more time looking into it and found something that I've now checked and seen the same thing, so it must be what caused it. You know, I talk to you all the time about trees being planted too deeply in the ground, and if the flare is covered up, that's going to create long-term problems. Well, guess what? The same thing goes for monkey grass, Mondo grass, those kind of ground covers. If they're planted too deeply in the soil, in other words, if that crown of that little transplant is not put right at the surface of the soil, if it's buried, if the people planting are, you know, just sticking them in and it's going real fast, which happens to everybody, even if you plant your own. If you get those ground cover plants just a little bit too deep in the ground, that crown rot, which is probably a fungal disease, will take the plants out. If you set them at the right height, you're just not going to have that problem. Now, you can reverse it by spraying BioWash, the product that we like so much, or cornmeal juice, you know, a cup of cornmeal and a 5-gallon bucket of water, and strain out the solids and spray that. That or the commercial product BioWash, either one will stop fungal or bacterial diseases in their tracks. But if the plant's too deep in the ground, it'll come back. The problem will return. And finally, you're going to start seeing some brown spots in your ground cover, and maybe even some larger areas if all the ground cover's been planted too low. So if you're seeing that, you can go through right now. It'd be a great time to do it and actually lift some plants and put them at the right height And also, don't mulch. Don't mulch real thick when you plant ground covers. This probably relates to other ground covers as well, but the grass-like ground covers, like liriope and ophiopogon, are very, very sensitive to this. And I have taken a look at where some have died in my garden, and that's exactly what was going on. Let's see what else was going to tell you about in the garden. Things, a little fall color starting to show already. I got a little nervous even seeing a little bit of fall color start to show up in some Japanese maples. We had some temperature down into the high to mid-50s one night, and when that happens, you're going to start seeing a little bit of fall color. If it stays cool, the fall color will come on and be real strong. If it gets hot again and goes up and down, a lot of times that'll mess up the fall color. What can you do about it? And a lot of people are asking me about that. What can you do to get the fall color that you want? And the question is, move. Go somewhere else. There's nothing you can do to your own plants. You just get what you get. If you buy the plants while the fall color is on the plant in the nursery, that gives you the best chance of getting the fall color that you want. But that's not foolproof, because going to a new setting and a new soil and having a different management program, it may change the fall color that you get. Any of you listening in the Boston area, Maine, up in there, let us know what the current status of fall color is. I'd love to run up and see that fall color this year. I was talking to some people yesterday about the aspen color in Colorado, and it sounds like some is gone already, some is at peak, and some just starting, depending on where you are. When we were in Jackson Hole a few weeks ago, the aspen fall color was just starting to happen. And let's see. The other thing is, it's time to plant. Get your soil test done with Texas Plant and Soil Lab if you really want to know where you are, where you're starting, and how to fine-tune that fertility program. But at the very least, get some good quality compost, some rock minerals, and some sugar put into the existing soil and till it in, and plant your herbs, your fall vegetables, your landscape plants. There's not a better time for planting than right now. And the reason is the plants love it. The plants love this cooling weather. And if you get them in now, trees, shrubs, ground cover, vines, whatever you're wanting to plant, you're going to take advantage of that burst of growth that happens in the fall, which is the best growth the plant gets. And if you put new plants in now, if they're not root bound and they're set at the right height, you'll catch that burst of root growth in the fall. You'll get some root growth all the way through the winter. And then in the spring, the plants will take off like they've been there forever. It's just the outstandingly best time by far to plant. I know there's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of competition, but get some gardening done. And it's also time to do that third or second, or maybe for some of you, the first organic fertilization of the year. Let's go talk to Jim. He's first up this morning from McKinney, Texas. Hey, Jim.
Hello, Howard.
What's going on?
Yeah, I'm calling for my mom. She lives over in the Oakhurst Riverside area.
Okay.
And if you're familiar with that area, it's all sandy soil.
Uh-huh.
And I know from experience, because I spent many years digging up stickers over there.
Okay.
And I bought her, when I left home, I bought her one of those little push-in-the-ground pop-up things. And that's one of our main topics of conversation for her. When I call her up in the morning and says, well, I'm going to go out and dig up more stickers.
She's got the device called the Weed Popper.
Yeah, the Weed Popper.
Yeah, right? that's a good device. I like it.
But she's just, the report is she's just staying just ahead of those stickers. And she'll say she'll go out there in the morning. And I know from experience that, yep, there'll be a whole fresh batch of those guys out there.
Well, Jim, the control of grass burrs is a little bit difficult as far as getting it accomplished, but what you do is real simple. It's just you have to do a lot of it, and it takes a while for it to finally kick in and work. Grass burrs or sticker burrs or stickers or whatever you want to call them, they're for the most part, they're annual plants. They come back from seed each year. I've had some listeners report to me that they've actually seen some of the plants perennialize, but for the most part, it's an annual plant. And so if you can shut down the germination of those little seed, and there's two ways to go. The first way is that she needs to give a try to corn gluten meal. And you don't put it out now. You put it out in the spring. We'll be talking about putting out corn gluten meal somewhere in early to mid-March for the grass burrs. It's a natural pre-emergent. And then the other thing to do is just put out as much organic material as you can to build the carbon in the soil. Compost, organic fertilizers, the dry molasses, anything that'll build the carbon in the soil will actually keep those little seeds from germinating.
Okay.
Let me put you on hold if you had something else, because I got to take a quick break here. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll be back right after this. There's a small dog food company up near the Red River in Munster, Texas, and it's the one I recommend you try for your dogs. My dogs eat only Munster natural dog food. I'm sure that doesn't surprise you. Main thing to them is the taste, but Judy and I notice how it makes them look and feel. Other major points are the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients around, including prebiotics and L-carnitine. Also, some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. Some of the Munster dog foods contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, but all Munster natural foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the United States, not in China. Everything about Munster natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster Natural, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com and make your dogs and cats happier and healthier.
Believe it or not, weight management is more than simply calories in versus calories out. To achieve your ideal weight, your digestive system must function effectively. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author of The Hamptons Diet and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Research has found that there are regulating factors that control absorption of calories and whether they are stored as fat. One of the most significant influences in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of beneficial bacteria in our GI tracts. These friendly bacteria help in regulating blood sugar and normalizing our appetite. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics every day due to its carefully selected strains of live beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health, increase energy through better absorption of nutrients, and help with weight management. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available today. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with GaraJuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, GaraJuice Plus, and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with GaraJuice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I was talking to Jim just a little bit more off the air there about the grass burrs. And just for everybody, the grass burrs, sometimes you can apply corn gluten meal one time or go out and put out dry molasses one time, and it'll take them out. It just hits the perfect timing and changes the availability of humic acid in the soil, which is the key. If humic acid is available in the soil, available to the plants, in other words, in a proper level that it would be available to the plants, those little black seed won't germinate. They'll still be there. They're all over the place. They're tiny, and there's jillions of them, and they germinate in sandy. You heard him say that the soil there was sandy, and when you have real sandy soil, you have very low fertility, and you have very low levels of carbon in the soil. You have very little of these organic acids available, and the seed germinate. And it's nature's plan to germinate weeds to cover bare soil, to improve crummy, lousy soil, which is what most sandy soil is. And so you have to change that, and you change it with organic fertilizers, with compost, with dry molasses, and with all the things that we talk about. And once it gets up to the right level, that sandy soil starts holding nutrients better, and you don't have the weed problem near as much or at all. First step that I was talking to him about, I would recommend, is put out dry molasses right now at 15 to 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. If you have acreage and you can't afford that, just put out as much dry molasses or spray liquid, or if you have the spray equipment, as much as the budget will allow, and then do more later on. On residential property, the 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet is ideal. And then, like I suggested, in the spring, putting out corn gluten meal, even though we don't recommend corn gluten meal as much as we used to, especially in the fall, but in the spring, and where you have grass burrs, it's probably the best tool you can use. Use it as your first fertilization of the year, mid March or so, and it'll do a great job. But some sites We've had some people tell us that they've done all this 2 or 3 years and still have grass burrs. If it's really sugar, you know, sandy sand, and it has no holding capacity at all, it takes a long time of doing these organic amendments until it starts having the holding capacity to eliminate the weeds. Another thing that will help a lot of times is lava sand, believe it or not. People are surprised that I recommend putting out a sand in a sandy soil situation. And, yeah, if you have sand that's primarily silica or whatever the base material is, and you put out lava sand into it, that lava sand will help hold the moisture in the soil as well, or maybe a little bit better in some cases, than compost and organic fertilizers will. Doing both is the very best thing to do. So that's he had suggested that she was considering maybe using a pre-emergent. Of course, we don't recommend them. They're toxic products. But corn gluten meal is a natural pre-emergent. It functions as a fertilizer, very powerful organic fertilizer, and it's a natural pre-emergent, especially in this kind of case. Caller didn't want a whole best time to use Garrett juice. What is the shelf life of compost tea? Shelf life of compost tea and Garrett juice is a long time. I don't know what exactly the number is. The negative is the longer you let it sit around, the more biological activity is going to go on in it, and you'll develop clumpiness in the liquid, which will clog up your sprayer. So if you've had it sitting around for a while, you need to strain the solids out with something, you know, cheesecloth or whatever you use to strain it out, and then it's useful. But the best thing to do is go ahead and use it in a relatively short period of time. The clumpy stuff can be put in the compost pile or put out in beds and used as a fertilizer. There's nothing wrong with it or anything. The best time to use Garrett juice is when the plants are growing. Those plants, like I was saying, my begonias have come back strong from a spraying of Garrett juice. The cool season flowers and herbs and things like that are putting on their growth right now, a great time to do Garrett juice. Anytime the plants are growing or need a little boost is when spraying the foliage or drenching it into the soil would be a good thing. Maggie in Fort Worth next up. Hi, Maggie.
Well, you got me just before the birds come on, but there may be time. I have eggplant every year. I grow the Black Beauty.
Uh-huh.
And every year there are a few funny-looking yellow ones that come on the plant. Sometimes it's just a couple. Sometimes if the plant is kind of ailing, there will be mostly yellow ones.
You're talking about the fruit?
Yes.
I'll be darned, huh?
And they grow slower, and you can eat them when they get bigger and all, but I just wondered if you knew why some of them are yellow.
Well, my guess on that, Maggie, and I'm just guessing, would be that that's some sort of something related to a mosaic virus. That'll change the color, you know, of squash and things like that. I bet you that's what it is. If you want to see whether it is, next time spray with some hydrogen peroxide, 3%. And when it's cool weather like this in the morning or late in the afternoon, you can do full 3%, or you can dilute it a little bit. If it is a mosaic virus, that would cure it. If it's a bacterial disease, it will too. But at least you'll be able to see whether it was some kind of a pathogen causing the problem.
I guess that research is mine, huh?
It's yours.
Yep. Thanks a lot.
If you had something else, I'll put you on hold.
Yeah, do.
Okay, we'll talk later, and we'll talk to everybody more in the next hour. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. The website's dirtdoctor.com. To get our newsletter, it's free. Just send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com or fill out the form on the website. And more right after this, so don't go away.